And we'd go from one alley to the street, or the whole street in the sand. Then we had another game of Kit Kat. There was a broomstick about that long with a little bitty kitty that you dug a hole, small hole, and put it at an angle, and this little kitty was pointed on each end. And you'd hit it, like bottom up in a baseball, you know, we'd hit it and knock it. You get the idea? All right. Then we'd have somebody out, we'd be pairs, have somebody out there, he'd try to throw it in, hit this stick, you put it on as a target. Similar to, I'd say, a horseshoe, you see? And they'd throw this little kitty back, and you'd hold the stick, and you would measure the distance of this stick to the kitty, and that would be your points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, six of that stick length, or five, or which it may be. And up to 20 or 40, whatever, 50, well, you won the game. And that was done out of baseball, see. No basketball. We didn't have any basketball stuff in those days. And swimming, oh, we used to go swimming down the wharf all the time. 30 feet of water, oh boy. Come home, Mama would say, what's all this on your drawers here? Oh, I don't know, Mama, we'd go swimming down there, 8 and 10 years old, you know, swimming down there. But anyway, that was part of the pranks, and what? This wasn't nice, but we did it. Where Holiday Inn is, a little further over, they had what they call Bird Island. Little place where the dredge had probably put this spoil over there, and we go swimming down on this side naked, a la mode. And the police would come down on horses. Somebody holler, Nixie, you know that word, Nixie? Be aware, look out. That was a common trick, Nixie. How you spell it, I don't know, but somebody holler, Nixie, that meant the cop was coming or somebody's coming. So we'd grab our clothes, and they were on horses down there then, and we had mounted police at times here, because they had a lot of stock people. They had cows or horses. And so we'd swim across the channel over to Bird Island and wave at the cops, you know. that was the word Nixie, be careful. Then, while we're down at the wharf there, we had quite a few fishermen in the neighborhood, and they'd leave their boats there with oars and locks in them, and quite often dead mullet, something like that, and we, a couple of us, would take the boats and ride into the channel and fish for panfish, whiting and small fish like that, and come home and fry them. And there was one man who would go around the neighborhood cleaning them, take the heads off and leave the tail on, and he'd go around hauling fresh fish. And he wasn't cutting them. You talk about sanitary condition, he was in the open, you just walk around, had him on a string, and then on a stick. And people would see what they're buying. Then we had tamale men who would go around, blow a horn, fresh tamales, for 10 cents a dozen. And so anyway, but they've been swimming.
You mentioned fish. What kind of fish do they catch around here?
Now? Whiting? Trout? Speckled trout?
Flounder.
Flounder?
You go digging them, you know.
Flounder are caught at times by hook and line, but gigging is, you know that expression, gigging? All right. That is quite a big pastime here, and fishermen too.
Crabbing.
And then the crabbing, which you go out with a line and bait, and you get your net and go underneath it. You ever done that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway,